A stark warning from the World Health Organization about the spread of polio. The WHO says the spread of the disease is an international public health emergency. The warning came after new cases of the disease surfaced in a number of countries. An emergency committee convened by the WHO said it was alarmed that polio has spread recently from Pakistan to Afghanistan, Syria and Iraq, and from Cameroon to Equatorial Guinea. It said there was increasing evidence that adult travelers contributed to this spread. The WHO recommended that citizens of countries where the virus is prevalent be vaccinated before traveling. Let's get more now from Mohammed Touria, correspondent with us live from Karachi with the latest. So what can you tell us about the spread of polio, Mohammed, in Karachi, in Pakistan as a whole, and whether it started from Pakistan?
Well, as you mentioned, it was in the emergency session of the World Health Organization's International Health Regulation Committee, where that was recommended, these travel restrictions ban on Pakistan. There are two basic reasons why this has not been contained so far at the federal and the provincial level in Pakistan. The prime reason is the suspicion that it has something or it is the part of the global anti-Muslim agenda, which is to confine Muslims' population and to confine the overall global population. And the federal government, to tell you frankly, has so far failed to aware people in the areas like federally administrated travel areas regarding this misconception that it has nothing to do with it. But on the top of all this, Dr. Afridi's case, who was used by the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States of America to hunt down Osama bin Laden in Abbottabad in a fake campaign, fake polio camp in Abbottabad, which led to the killing of Osama bin Laden. It was another big reason why this a vaccination campaign was hit hard, and recently they were targeted by different militant groups here. So these are the prime reasons why it is happening, Huma.
Thank you very much, Mohammed Touria, correspondent in Karachi, for us there.